Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. We've been talking about a worker that he has the rights to eat from the produce that he's working with, even though it's not his property, it's the property of his employer. If he's working with produce, he's allowed to eat from it. We'll say here in this Mishnah that he's allowed to waive his Torah-given right in order to maybe make an agreement with his employer for more pay, in order so that he won't eat anything. Torah gives him that ability. And we'll say that he could even negotiate that type of agreement on behalf of another worker. For example, an older child that he has, old over the age of bar mitzvah. But what we're going to say here is that the worker has to have also the ability to waive that right. He can't do it without confirming that the worker, for example, his older son, wants to waive that right. And that's why for a son who's under bar mitzvah, who has no da'at, who has no ability to make decisions properly and doesn't have the knowledge, he cannot have the right to eat waived. That's what we're going to say in this Mishnah. But that point is not going to be so discussed, but that's what we're making it clear over here. The worker has to agree to waive his right. Mishnah says, Kotzetz Adam al yidei atzmo. A person is allowed to make an agreement for himself between him and his employer that he's not going to eat the produce that he works with. And in return, for example, the employer would give him extra pay in order so that he won't eat the food. He can give up his rights. The Torah allows this to happen. He's also allowed to make an agreement like that as the negotiator for his adult son or daughter, older than the age of bar ubat mitzvah, 13 and 12 years old. Or for his Kenani slave or his maidservant, al yedei ishto, or on behalf of his wife, also an adult, all of these people, his adult children, slave or wife, if they're hired to work with produce, he's allowed to be the negotiator for them with their employer, and he's allowed to make the deal where they're not going to eat, but in return, they're going to get more pay. The agreement is binding only if the worker agrees to it. If they agree and they consent not to eat, and they're okay with this arrangement, that's how it works. Mipeneh, sheyesh bahen da'at, all of these people, it works, and they could agree to this because they have da'at, they have understanding. They could halachically, technically, legally give up their right if they consent to the agreement, and therefore it would be binding. But aval eno kotzetz al yedei beno ubito haketanim, but he's not allowed to make this type of agreement for his minor son or daughter. Velo al yedei avdo v'shivhato haketanim, or he's not allowed to make this agreement on behalf of his Kenani slave or maidservant. Velo al yedei behem to, he's also not allowed to make this agreement on behalf of his animal. If you hire out your animal to work with produce, you can't agree that it's going to get muzzled in order so that you get paid more, because all of these people and the animal, you can't make an agreement on their behalf because the minor children or the slave or the animal, they have no dot, they can't consent to this agreement. They don't have the properly understanding to give up their rights, and therefore this type of agreement would be null and void. Same with the animal. The animal, biblically prohibited to muzzle your animal while it works, and therefore it would be asur for you to waive that part of the deal. It's you have no way to agree to have the Torah violated. So therefore, whether it's a minor who doesn't have da'at and they can't waive their rights, and therefore their rights are always there, or the animal who it's a prohibition to muzzle him when he works, a person would not be, this agreement would not be in effect, it wouldn't be binding.